Two tais in. First, Gemara we learned, like Tzricha de Me'ura. We learned yesterday that the Gemara is at Tzedain, with a by a get, that's Me'ura, that the two lines, all the lines, are connected one to the other by a long or short letter, by a long letter above, a long letter below, that connects the lines. There's a concept of mukav gevil. Mukav gevil means that every letter in the Sefer Torah has to be surrounded by cloth, one letter should not be connected to the other. That every letter has to stand for itself. That is mukav gevil, surrounded by gevil. Gevil means cloth. It's mukav gevil. Zakti Rivam, a get doesn't need that. A get doesn't have to have mukav gevil. What's the svara to that? Why shouldn't you need mukav gevil? Start the other way. Why do you need mukav gevil by a sefer Torah? Why do you need mukav gevil by a sefer Torah? So Tosis brings to Ksavtem Sheik Sivatama. What does that mean? That means that the definition of each letter is a letter that, if a letter is Mukav Kevil, it's always letter? Or what does Ksivatama mean? That the letter has to be complete? Or that? Got a look? Be clear. A letter that's touching. If a letter, it's not a letter. If I have a shin that's touching whatever, the lamed, two letters. I have a lamed underneath and it sticks up and it touches the bottom of the shin. So that shin is a shin or it's not a shin? It's a shin. But that's not the tzura of a shin. It's touching something else. So does that make it ois letter? Or does it make it? So what does sloppy writing mean? It means that's not a letter, or it's not a clear letter. What makes something a clear letter? The fact that you can read it.
I can discern it.
Yeah, if it would be missing a piece of it, you could probably also discern it. If you had a vav and the head of the vav was missing, just a straight line, maybe it could tell it also. It doesn't make it a letter. No? And you could really look at it two ways. You could look, what is mukav gevil? Either mukav gevil is the definition of the letter. This is a letter. If it's touching something else, then it's not a letter. It's starting in the ice. Then if it's touching something else, it's not an ice. Or we could understand that mukav gevil is a halacha. That really it's an ice even if it's touching. It just is a halacha that it has to be mukav gevil with araf ksiva tama. However, we understand the drasha. And it's a din. It's a halacha that you have to have mukav gevil. Then why by a get is it good? Why by a get is it good? Well, we'll go to Tumahalchim. If you hold that, you need Mukav Kevil. If you go to second Mahalach, Mukav Kevil is a halacha and Hilchos Sefer Torah. So it's Pashup I get, which is not Hilchos Sefer Torah. So get, doesn't mean Mukav Kevil, then it's easy. If you go to first Mahalach, then if it's not Mukav Kevil, it's not the letter. That's not a letter. A shin that's touching a lamed is not a, that's not a shin. If you go to such a Mahalach, so why by a get is it kosher, even though it's not Mukav Kevil? Why by get is a kosher? What's the reason it's kosher? If you hold that a letter has not mukav gevil, it's not the tzura of the letter. So why is it kosher by a get? I would say. I would think it's not a letter.
If somebody has a letter with a little ink going out too far, it's not a letter anymore, or just
at a certain point it's not that letter anymore. How far is and how far not, I'm not sure.
You're not talking about that they're sitting side by side and you can't see over
a little touch. That's not the tzura of the letter now. That doesn't take away from the tzura of the letter. The tzura of this letter is this way, not the other way. The tzura of a letter is a certain tzura, and if it's touching something else, that's not the tzura. Now it's a... There's a certain amount, so the question is, it's a good question. To what point, how much sticking out makes it ice letter and how much not? I don't know. I could see that that's the sign of the letter. A letter is something, that's the definition of a letter. A letter is something that stands by itself. Alright, you could do a sloppy letter and you could read it also. Why could you read a sloppy letter? Because it looks like a letter. But the letter has a certain surah. If you learn that it's the sign of the letter, and we'll see in a minute if there's a makar to say that way, then you'll have to say by get it's kosher. Because by get, the main thing by the get is to write the message. The message should get across. It doesn't need certain letters. Sefer Torah is certain specific letters. Again, there's no specific words. You could use any words you want. If somebody, even though we have a nusach haget, anybody could go and write any nusach he wants, and if it fits all the criteria of a get, it's kosher. So that the writing of a get is a writing that has to just give a message. If it has to give a message, so it doesn't need ksiva tam, it doesn't need a perfect ksiva. As long as it's a ksiva that gives over a message, that's good enough. Just like Rav signed his name in the shape of a fish. And since it was well known that that's Rav's signature, that's good. Even though it's not a letter, there's no letter in his signature. It's the shape of a fish. But it conveys a message. So we can learn, Pshat and Taisvis, that a Sefer Torah needs a ksiva, needs a specific thing, which is the written letter. A get needs, it also needs a ksiva. The Torah says, V'kos Havloh. But you have to write the message. You have to, through writing, give over the message. It is, because if you write it with pictures, it'll be good. If you write it in Chinese, it's also good. Again. Again, it's the Chaloshim. So even though it's not the icy eyes. Alright, so this is a sloppy ksiva. So, sloppy ksiva. They have poskim that hold that the reason you yikes the people who mispronounce words, the different havaris that people say, are some of them we don't know which is right. But certain things are definitely wrong. The way we pronounce an ayin instead of an aleph, or the way bechsidim they pronounce a shurik like a chirik, is certainly wrong. But he yaitz it because it's no worse than a different language. Right? It's the Shmaik say b'chol lashon. So it's not lashon kaidish. It's a similar language to lashon kaidish. You'll see yaitz. So here also, if I write a sloppy writing, it's not exactly lashon kaidish, but it's a good, it's a writing. As long as it gives over the message. Look, you see that his fish was a kosher fish. Rav signed the shape of a fish. This looks good.
Signature.
I understand it was a signature, but there's no alphabet.
You make a picture.
I mean, maybe if you, only yes, if I make a get through pictures, it couldn't be kosher. If the message is clear, I would think it should be good. So, unless it has to be a ksiva of a language. A language has to be written in that medina, maybe. Maybe there are limitations. But a sloppy ksav should be good. And this is our suffix. This probably depends on a Beis Yosef in Hilchas Sefer Torah. There's a Beis Yosef is a kasha. The halacha is, it's Gemara. Nikiv yirechay shalhei. V'nishtayir kamalei ice. What that means is, if the letter of the hay has a hole in it, and the question is, look at that, we have a hole here already. Okay, here's my hay, and there's a hole right here. There's a hole in the pot. Right here. So now the papalo is not attached to the pot on top. So there's this kosher. So what remains over here is kamalei ice. If this is big enough, the thickness of our ice means, like from here to here, this is from here to here, it's more than what would be the size of regular the yud. Then this is kosher. Kamala, yeah, it's glad that this piece has to stick into it. But
the whole thing.
But
what? The whole thing
so if there's a hole here, then it's kosher. That's the Gemara says. Nikav Kamala, Nikav Yerecha Shalhei. The Gemara says Teicha Shalhei, but it means Yerecha Shalhei. And the Mishtayah by Kamala Yais. remained above the Kamala Yaisa, it's kasha. So basically, if it's a kasha, this letter is not Mukaf Gevil. This hay is not Mukaf Gevil, because the hay is not the bottom part. The part under the hole is as if it's not there. The part above the hole is the letter. The part above the hole is the letter. The letter is not surrounded by cloth, by gevil, because under it is a hole. On the bottom it has air. It doesn't have gevil around it. So why is that letter kosher? It's not book of gevil. That's the basis of kasha.
Don't we consider the whole thing the letter?
What?
If it's enough for the top, then we consider it all one. So then it would be considered.
What do you mean? All the bottom part?
The bottom part,
the bottom part is not. The bottom part is disconnected. Shtakamalei's niece, sister, Shtakamalei's on top, that itself is
so
kosher.
And therefore, and it's a hay or it's a yud?
It's a hay.
It's so not a
hay. It's very long.
So if it's a hay, then I mean, we're still considering it a hole in it.
No, we're considering it. Pashuk Pshat, the way Beis Yosef learned, is that we ignore the bottom part, and we say this is big enough to be a kosher hay. So this really has to stick into this airspace, and it's a kosher hay, just the top part.
More like
what?
It's more like a cooked hay.
That's a good question. It was more like a cliff than a hay. That's a good question. But Lamaisa, the question notwithstanding, the... Mukaf Gevil,
surrounded by
cloth. Surrounded by cloth.
What way?
The
bottom
of it.
Between the two of
the...
Everything.
Yeah, but under... If the hay now is this letter...
Well, what's the hay? Because your hay now is... Is this letter. Right? This is the kasher hay. Even though it looks like a cloth, which maybe is a bad one. But this is the kasher hay. Over here, it has no cloth. It's not mukif. Mukif means all around. Over here, there's a hole. It's not mukif to do.
It would be that if it would be just missing, just bottom leg. Not the cloth would be there, it would be kasher.
If it would be missing, it would be a question of the fact that it looks like a kuf, which hopefully I get to, but yeah, it would be kosher. We're talking that if it would be missing, it would be kosher, so if it has a neck, it's also kosher.
And how does the hour get involved?
As
long as it's not kosher, you can say that the
moves
around, so it's still
has
the
line. Well, Tesha says, I don't need
mukaf gevil. The hay is the fine definition of line. How does the urim involved?
Mura helps because it goes into the top line. Like Tessa says,
as long as it's working the ball,
right? So, the first shot Tessa holds that's Mamish touching the letter above it. The second shot Tessa goes into the Tess, which we're going to see, or into the Ches, which we'll see the inside of it is considered part of the Gophais. At any rate, this is the base Yaisa's kasha. Why is the Nekev good? Ivan has a hole, it's not Mukaf Gevil. So the Beis Yosef has two mahalchim, two terutzim. One teretz he says is that Mukaf Gevil is only a psul if two letters touch each other. It's not Be'etzem, a halacha that has to be surrounded by Gevil. It's only if two letters are touching each other, it is a psul of Mukaf Gevil. But if it's not two letters touching each other, there's no psul, there's no din, it has to be gevil around it. Mukaf gevil is a way of saying that two letters can't touch. The second teretz of the Beis Yosef is that mukaf gevil is only halacha b'shas k'siva, the time you write the letter. If you wrote the letter kosher, and later something happens to ruin the mukaf gevil, let's say it gets a hole in it, that doesn't matter. It's a dim b'shas k'siva. So if the hole was there b'shas k'siva, it would be possible. But with the case that the Gemara is talking about, Nick is that it's kosher, is that the hole came later. It didn't come b'shas k'siva. So those are two things, right? So it would be enough. There would be a number of nafkaminas to two terutzim. One nafkamina to terutzim is if you have an endachaf that goes all the way to the bottom of the page. It's not mukaf gevil. You have an endachaf or an endanun goes all the way to the bottom of the cloth, and therefore it's not mukaf gevil. It doesn't have any gevil around the bottom of it. according to the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, it would be kosher. Because Mukhu Kevil is only a psul when two letters touch each other. According to the second teretz, the chayr will be pasul. If it was done b'shas k'siva, it should be pasul. Another nafkamina would be if it has the nekev there b'shas k'siva, which is the same nafkamina. The nekev is there at the time you write the letter. Again, according to the first teretz, it's kasha, as long as two letters don't touch each other. According to the second teretz, it's possible. It's only good if it comes later. What's the other nafkamina you started saying? The other nafkamina will be if it becomes connected later, if the sefer Torah is written b'kashas. And later, afterwards, ink attached the two letters. According to the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, it's possible, because any time two letters touch is a psul of Mukav Kivil. According to the second teretz, it's kosher. And this is already something that comes up. The tagim are always written on the oisis after everything else. The oisis finish and tagim are written after. If you have a psul in the Sefer Torah where the tagim cause two letters to touch each other, let's say the Bakar is reading, he calls over to Rav, he takes a look at it, and he sees that two letters are touching because of the tag that was written on the top of the letter. So according to the first teretz in the Beis Yosef, it's psul, two letters are touching each other. According to the second teretz in the Beis Yosef, it's kasher, because it was written the kashras. Later, the two letters were made to touch each other, that's not a psul.
You fixed over a letter in the same room?
What?
Fix over a letter.
Or fix over would be the same thing. Yeah. Same thing. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, Machatchilo wa machmir, both to return to Beis Yosef. But if it's, let's say, Shabbos, but you can't fix the Sefer Torah, Mishnah Berurah says you can continue lighting. You can rely on the second teretz in such a case. Sometimes they call over a rav to look at the Sefer Torah. Letters are touching. It's not enough that you should know the letters are touching. You have to know this halacha. The letters are touching after they were written the kashrus, then that doesn't, on Shabbos, you don't put away Sefer Torah because of it. During the week, you'd fix it. What? If it's a tagim causes them to touch, you know. The truth is, there are paiskim, Mishnah Berurah brings, it's a machlekes ha-paiskim, even if, like, let's say you know how a sefer writes, every letter in Lashon Kodesh is written from top to bottom. The sefer writes all letters from top to bottom. He starts with his quill on the top of the letter and writes downwards. That's always the way it's written. L'mashal. A bays, always the ratio of the bays is done first, and then the bottom of the bays is done. That's the way a bays is always written. If you would have a sefer Torah, let's say on Shabbos, where you have two letters, let's say you had a hey, and after that you had a bays, and then what happened is the regal of the bays was something like this, touching the hay. So that we know that the dvekes was done er lachak siva. So there are poskim that hold that that's kosher, because it was done afterwards. The bays was finished before that little bit of ink touched it to the hay. What? The bottom part of the bays. Well, the sefer always starts letters from top to bottom. Maybe you went from right to left. Yeah. It always go from left to right. Yeah, that's the way a righty, if you're going to write from left to right, you're going to smudge. If you go from right to left, you don't smudge. You notice that lefties sometimes write like this.
They have to write like that?
You know why lefties write like this? Because in English, when you write with your right hand, you don't smudge the letters. The ink is wet. If you write with your left hand, your hand passes over what you just wrote, and if it's still wet, it smudges. So lefties don't even realize it, but many lefties, it's known lefties write, you know, like they come around, little punk fakir type writing. And, no, you don't write that way. You don't write that way. You never knew why. When you write, so they do that because they don't want the hand smudges the writing, they don't want to see the writing. So cipher, generally cipher is a writing. Lefty safer. Yeah. Lefties usually don't become safer. What? Before you had a nose. Oh, the end of chaf, yeah. But the end of chaf, then it should also be good. It's because before you hit the bottom, it wasn't good. So the Mishnah Berurah is specific about this case. If when we say that if it came later it's good, does that mean you lifted the pen and finished writing, and then you finished, and then it came? Or even b'shas ma'isa. Mishnah Berurah grabs it in the Bir Alof is machmir in this particular case. And he says that to be like a tag, something that you lifted your pen and you went back. Akapadim, what? Tagim are not machmir nesefter. So if you, that's why it's a kosher letter without the tag. Now, when you go and you wrote the tag, and now you messed up because by making the target touch the next letter, so that's not absurd. Now in Lundis, these two Terutzin and Beis Yosef are arguing in what touched the din of Mukif Gevil. I asked you, is Mukif Gevil a din in Tzuras Ais? That's an Ais, and Ais is that it's Mukif Gevil. Well, the first Teretz holds clearly Mukif Gevil is a din in Tzuras Ais. Why? Because why is the first Teretz saying? There's no din that you have to have Gevil around it. It's just a din that two letters can't touch each other. Alright, if it's a din that two letters can't touch each other, what's the difference if two letters touch each other, it's not Mukif Gevil. Over an endachav goes to the bottom, it's not Mukif Gevil. What's Nafka Mina? Nafka Mina is Pashim. If an endachav goes to the bottom, and it ends in the bottom, it's not Chesaron. It's Tzuras Ais, nothing changed. The ink of the ice is exactly what it would have been if there would be klaf under and not klaf under. So the first teretz of the Beis Yosef holds that Mukif Gevil is a din in Tzuras Ha'ais. And since it's a din in Tzuras Ha'ais, therefore it's only a psul if two letters touch each other. The second teretz can't hold it's a din in Tzuras Ha'ais. Because if it's a din in Tzuras Ha'ais, what's the difference if it came earlier or came later? My nafkamina. If it's something that's missing in the tzur of the ice, the shapasal sefer tere anytime. So the second teretz holds it's a din in the ma'isak siva. It's a din that when you write the ice has to be written separately, independently. And yes, that's written independently. It's a din in the ma'isak siva, not a din in the ice itself. So this chakira, what's the din of Mukif Gevil, is pashtus the two teretz of Rebbe Yosef. It's not true, because there are other psulim of uksav tam which would pass later too. If there are other things missing in the Tzuras Ha'ais, they would pass even if it happened later. So it can't be. It has to be the din that it's going to exceed. The Beis Halevi has a piece on Mukif Gevil. It was apparently found much later. It's printed in the back of the Beis Halevi Al HaTorah. The Beis Halevi goes on this Beis Yosef, on these two words of the Beis Yosef, and he says, from our Tosfos, in Gittin Daf Chaf, it's a raya to the first Mahalach of the Beis Yosef, and not to the second. Because our Tosfos cannot hold of the second teretz of the Beis Yosef. Why not? Second teretz of Beis Yosef holds Mukif Gevil is only b'shas k'siva. So when our Gemara says Leit Tzricha de Meura, what Tosfos said Mekam Medag the Rabbeinu Yitzchak that a get doesn't need Mukif Gevil. Well, who says? Maybe we're talking the get was written normally. Now, if it was written normally. Afterwards, they were ma'ara the two lines, because the husband wants that the na'ir should be ha'shua should be his. So maybe Tosfos can answer. It was done ma'ura later. It was first written with hashuas, and then they were ma'ara the lines, and then they made the connection from one line to the other, and then the whole Tosfos would fall away. As no shachas tasunya the shalom book of given. Elamai, it's up there that our Tosfos holds like. The first teretz of the Beis Yosef, it doesn't hold of the second teretz, because according to the second teretz, our Gemara like Tzricha de Mu'ura could be talking about a case where there's no Mukkah Kivel problem, or it was added later. We said to Gain the case. Like Tzricha, there was setting Gain in a certain case, it shouldn't be Shre. So we said to Gain that case. That's the whole point. Who says it was, why is that thing going away in Shver? You know, you want to prove something. You want to prove from this Gemara. If I wanted to prove from this Gemara, you don't need Mukav Kivel. Because you see, more is kosher. You have to put on to the Rivam to prove the case. You can't say maybe he's talking in this case and there'll be a riot. Rivam is saying it's a riot. So to Beis Halevi, what kind of riot? Because that's why the Gemara, that it was written the kashrus, and they were married afterwards. So no riot, you don't need Mukav Kivel. Maybe you do need Mukav Kivel, Bishas Ksiva. And later on, if you marry it, then it's still kosher. Okay, Akoponim, that's the Beis HaLevi's Raya. Let's see, the Taisus, the Riyamar, the Emekan Raya, the Hadakama Mu'ura, the Regal Chav Shal Shita Yaina, the Tes Shal Shita Shetachteha, a Reish Lamed Beheya Bechesh Shalamai Lahina. What's the Riyah saying? Mu'ura could mean that the Chav sticks into the space of the Tes, or the Lamed sticks into the space of the Hay, or the space of the Ches. What does that help? Taisus means that's Mu'ura, and it's still Mukav Kivel. That's what our Taisus holds, that it's still Mukav Kivel. So let's say we have a Sefer Torah. Let's say you're going to take out a Sefer Torah the Shabbos, and the Lamed on one line sticks up into the space of the Hay or the Ches of the line above it. Is that a psul? So the Chayr from our Taisus we see that it's not a psul. Because our Taisus is saying it could be a get, it needs Mukav Kivel. And even though it needs Mukav Kivel, it's still kosher because the Endachaf is sticking into the airspace of the Tes, or the Lamed is sticking into the airspace of the Hay. The Ran brings B'Shem, I think, Achayrim, he says Achayrim holds, that this is a psul of Mukav Kivel. If the Lamed sticks into the airspace of the Hay, then that's a psul of Mukav Kivel. La halacha, the Beis Yosef paskins b'shem the Rivash, that by a sefer Torah it passels. By a get it's kosher, because by a get it's kosher, not Mukav Kivel. But by a sefer Torah, the Beis Yosef paskins like the Achayrim, that if you have a lamed sticking into the airspace of a, say, a hay, that passels the, that passels. What's the Hesber?
Even if the hay has a mother for a lot of the same case of the hole over here?
Yes.
How is that? Why should it be any worse?
Okay, yeah, I mean, either way, why should it be any worse? If it's not touching, what's the problem? Again, you have a letter that's sticking up in a way that no ink is touching other ink. In other words, you have, again, this is your hay, and here you have your lamed sticking up this way. And it's sticking up into the airspace of the hay. So, the halacha is that, but again, it's kosher, but again, you know, we're mashim, but not looking for them. But by a Sefer Torah, we passel. We put away such a Sefer Torah. Why? What's the Hesber? Rav Moshe writes in his Tshuva that he doesn't understand how could you passel a letter if it doesn't have any of psulim? It doesn't have chesaron of Mukav Kivel. It doesn't have a chesaron of looking like a different ice. Every ice by itself is a perfect ice. So who cares that it, that the lamed sticks into the airspace of the hay?
Taking away from what makes the hay.
It's taking away
from what makes the hay
a hay.
I think it would be a dollar, and then you could say, fine, that's wrong. But the hay or test, you need that in order to make the...
If it was a dollar, then it would have a problem.
Pretty much, that's what Ramosha says. Ramosha says a chiddush. He says the air inside a letter is part of the letter. That's his chiddush. That the air inside the letter is part of the letter. Not like Tosfos, but like the Achayrim. What? Oh, so we have to talk about how to square off the letters. And hey, it's easy, because it's between two parts. What? You have three sides. So that's from Moshe Siddish, that the inside of the hay is part of the hay. The inside. Because the top of the hay sticks, protrudes.
The top of the hay is over the bottom of the hay.
Well, in the case of a hay, it's academic because the top of the hay is usually lined up with the regal, even though the way I drew it is not. But the Ramesha says that that's the pshat, that the inside of the letter is part of the letter, which is a chiddush. Why? Oh, that's true. It's true. The Ramah says it's kosher sticking to the air, except if a lamed sticks into the dalet, which makes it look like a hay. That's what she said. But Ramesha says this chiddush that the airspace of the letter is the letter. L'maynaf gemina. Ramesha talks to Hanashaila with the endachaf.
But if the airspace is the letter,
yeah, the airspace is the letter. So it's not mukaf gevil.
What letter?
Because this hay has to be mukaf gevil. These are hay. You need air between the bottom of the hay and the letter under it. It needs to have
and
some air.
What letter is that?
Well, this alignment is a hay, but the hay is not mukaf gevil. It's not surrounded by gevil because this is also part of the hay. It's not mukaf gevil. Ramesha Shaila had to do with the endachaf, which in this space looks like a resh, but an endachaf with the head of a lamed is stuck up into the endachaf. And the endachaf punkt was, I think, Hashem's name, and it wasn't so simple to erase it. So the Ramesha Shaila was, you have an endachaf, and the lamed from underneath sticks up into the endachaf. Into the airspace, how to deal with it. Ramesha writes up his svara that what I just say. I just said that why is the airspace anything? Because that's part of Tzuras Ha'Ais. So Ramesha's chiddush in the tshuva is that the airspace of an endachaf is this part, is this amount of airspace. The part that separates this is the same thing with a dalet. It's the airspace of an alachsoin, of a diagonal, which runs across. That's the airspace of the endachaf, and you don't square it. It would be a hay or a ches to square it. But if something with two walls, you just do a diagonal. And Mamela, he's mastered this particular sefer Torah. But the Yisrael, he says, is that the airspace of the letter has the din of the letter itself. Which presumably is why the Rivam didn't hold of the Riz chat. Rivam didn't hold of the Riz chat. But anyway, the end, the Riz mastered. What?
Yeah,
problem with Dalit anyway, because it gets a Tzuras Ha'Hei. And that would be absurd anyway. Right, so I'll go upon it. What do we learn today? That Mukaf Gevil, there are two Mahalchim in Mukaf Gevil. Either Mukaf Gevil, like the first Teres of Beis Yosef, is a din in the Tzuras Ha'Hei's. Or the second Mahalach of the Beis Yosef, that it's a din in Ksiva Ha'Hei's. Our Tzuras Ha'Hei's a din in Tzuras Ha'Hei's. So why by get it to kosher? Because a get doesn't need a perfect tzura size. What do you think it would be? If you had a get and a letter was nifsak, right? The sefer Torah, if a letter is cut, it's psul. If you have a get and a letter is a nifsak, what would you think? Huh? Think a get, if a letter is nifsak, it's psul? Hashtus. Nifsak is also, Gemara says ksiva tama for that also. You have a hefsik in the letter. Chayr should be the same thing, that it should be kosh. Rather, there are more paskins. Hilchas Gittin was sort of machmeh for every shita. There are more paskins, lahalocha, not like this tesis. That a get has to be mukaf, has to have book of gevil, and shouldn't have a nifsak. And if it was done without book of gevil, there are more paskins that you have to do to get again. He says, but mukim igun, can't do it again, it will be machshir, because the ikkar is that it's kosher. But if you look here, come out every Rishon paskins, you don't need book of Gevil. And yet, the Ramah, the Simukh of Tafei, says that you do need book of Gevil, because again, we try to do a kuliah.
The husband would say that he wants to say something about
it. If the husband would say that he wants the space inside the letters, what's the space inside the letters with that parcel. With that parcel, but because you don't need Ksivatam, you don't need Mukaf Tevil by a get. Right? So even though the inside is part of it, the way we're understanding, you don't need Mukaf Tevil, you just need the message to be a clear message. See, if the letter's not perfect, it's still good. What? How are you going to have Mora? If you'll have Mora, it depends. If you want. All the spaces are written on, it'll mess up. But if you want to have other psulim of basic Gemara Svarim, then this itself won't be a psulim. Okay, let's see the Gemara's next case. The case of Eved by Rami Bar Chama. Hay musake bevesh shalai v'get kosav al yadai. There's a knowledge that a certain Eved belongs to the man. And now we see that there's a get on the Eved. V'hari u'yaitza b'tachas yadah. And she has the Eved now. Should we say it's an umdina that he must have given her the get? Maybe we'll say, what do you mean? Avadim have their own feet and their own mind and they can walk on their own. Amarava. What do you mean? Rava didn't answer the question. He's just saying, where does your shayla start? How can you have a get written on her hand? Typically, the ksav shechel is daifu. You can't be machsha such a get. The get is a ksav shechel is daif, which at least according to some is possible. Ksav shechel is daif is itself a machlekes we're going to have later. So if you hold ksav shechel is daif is no good, this ksav shechel is daif. Ularabba kashav es nisim. I in our mishnah said you wrote it on the hand of the Eved. Ayat shel Eved. Mishlam es nisim ularabba like kashav beit v'sira. Rabbi Lazi. Was that side of the like the body of Ksav Shiachal is daif is kashim? Elorai Machama kashim. I say, how did he do a get that's on Ksav Shiachal is daif? Rabbi Machama nami like kashim b'ksiva is kaka. That it was done with a tattoo. Hashas lahachim es nisim nami like tikshu b'ksiva is kaka. So here we have an interesting tosfos. As you know, there's a lav of the Torah against tattooing. That is, it's an avera for a yid to tattoo. Nevet, presumably an avaknani, is taval, and he has a din yisrael. So, ksivas karka would still be an issa deraisa. So, zoktaisis, what's the case? Ksivas karka. Now, listen carefully to the language of taisis. Midaraisa leki yisura, et sheyichtaiv, viyakakea bidyayu bekoil. What is a tattoo? A tattoo is a cutting open of the upper layer of the skin. The skin has numerous layers. They cut open the thickness of the skin, and they deposit the ink between the different layers of the skin. And that's why it doesn't evaporate. The skin grows over the ink. And the nail of the ink can't evaporate. It's not exposed to the air, and it doesn't evaporate. Now, if it would be under the skin, it would fall away into the bloodstream. It would also fall apart. The whole chachma of tattooing is to deposit the ink in between the different layers of the person's skin. So Taisus says you need two things. Kaka, you need to cut. And you need ksiva, you need to write. That means you have to deposit ink, and it has to be cut and put in. Ashir to be kakeh b'dyayu b'kheil, k'nan paragimel demarkis. Ulrab Shimon in a chayva full of kosev akaka shifta v'shem per Hashem davay dezara in the farshas. Shimon shita is you need a shem avay dezara. So quite Rab Shimon agamara the zichen avay. To the farshas the gemara miu isura drabanan ika hacha. In which case miu isura drabanan ika hacha that fill a efa makla also litan agamim akasa. There's you can see this kaka. Taisa is saying that our Gemara we could set sign that it was not a deraisa. He somehow did a ksiva without a kaka, or a kaka without a ksiva. He did one without the other. So it's only the Rabbanah. However, and this is the Rabbanah remains. Is Taisa saying that one without the other is also the Rabbanah? I didn't say Taisa. Yeah. So Taisa says he's through the Rabbanah Yika. He means on Rav Shimon, or he means on the Reisha also? the Beis HaLevi brings Tosfos. I'm sorry, not the Beis HaLevi. Chaim Kanievsky, in his Ksivas Karka. Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer on the laws of tattooing. And in there, he brings our Tosfos. And he says that our Tosfos is a makar that Kosav alay Karka, or Karka alay Kosav, is Osir. One without the other is Osir midrabanan. That's what Taisa means, Miu Isura Drabanan Ika. And if you're going to want to say Isura Drabanan, only by the word Shimon, he says Taisa began, Midai Raisa Leki Isura Achiyach Devi Kake. Which is Mashmah that Midrabanan is an Isur, either one. Now, this is right away a problem because people write on their hands. I've seen people write on their hands. Is that what it means? I don't know, because if you write without, if you just write on your hands, people write sometimes on their hands, on their skin. No? Just cutting. Cutting out a letter. Right, the shape of letters. But then it healed, there's a scab there, whatever it is. It's a scab, it's a cut, you can see it. It's no worse than etching it in gold. See, etching in the skin. The mice, Chaim Kanievsky does bring one sheet, the Sefer HaMitzvos of Sadia Gaon, which was not written, or Sadia Gaon, it was written by Rabbi Yeruchim Perlau. He holds that you're not allowed to write on your skin. The Kosav like Haka is Aser, the Drabanan, that to write letters on your skin is Aser. Rabbi Chaim says it's a Das Yachid, and I think he brings it in Ches Chinuch. That says that it's mutter, it's not permanent, it's mutter. And when anybody says kasav like kaka, it's also is only permanent. I don't know if we have such a mitzias. I don't think there's such a mitzias that a person can write on his skin and it's permanent. What? Okay. Question is, what does permanent mean? What? That was regular tattoo. It's on this. The question is, what's considered permanent by tattooing? Again, Chaim Kanievsky has a piece on this. Skrada Negeya nowadays, one of the shilas that believe it or not, from women ask, is whether they could have eyeshadow tattooed onto their skin. There's such a thing. They permanently tattoo eyeshadow. They shouldn't chas v'shalom go anywhere looking like they don't have their makeup on. They tattoo it on, but it only lasts 3-4 years. After a while, it eventually fades, the way they do it, for whatever reason. And then it has to be done again. The question is that a tattoo? Does that have a din of tzivas karka when it's done not permanently? We had the shiloh once in yeshiva. A woman who was undergoing chemotherapy asked the Shaila about tattooing eyebrows, which to us it sounds like, well, I asked her, it's not going to look like anything anyway. She said, no, she saw it, it looks real. They tattoo eyebrows on a woman. The woman goes to the shekel anyway. If she loses her hair, it's not noticeable just by the eyebrow. So she had the Shaila, she could tattoo the eyebrows, except Shayna Biscayim, it lasts a few years, and eventually it disappears. So Chaim Kanievsky brings Rashi. Rashi in Chumash says it's Ksav HaBiskayim La'olam. He brings it to Lashon HaChinuch, to Lashon HaRitva. The tattooing is only us if it's Ksav HaBiskayim La'olam. But then he brings it to Mukhi Yosef, who says a Lashon that it's Ksav HaBiskayim L'zman Gadol. He says, Machlokes Rishayim. Mukhi Yosef holds it's us. Rashi in the Chinuch and the Ritva hold that it's mutter. He says the Makar of Rashi is Gittin da Chacham and Beis. The Makar is Shas that a tattoo is something which lasts forever. Is that our Gemara? How? So our Gemara said that that writing on skin is a Ksav Shiachal is Dayev. It's a Ksav that can be changed. It can be changed. So the Gemara says Miksivas Kaka. So the Gemara is saying that Ksivas Kaka is a Ksav HaMiskayim La'olam. The word Ksivas Kaka means a Ksav that's Miskayim. That's what you see from this from this Gemara. The Gemara is, it's Yochanan's Da'i, but the Gemara is, it's Bitsina's Kaka. So Reb Chaim has a problem how the Muki Yosef is going to explain our Gemara. Muki Yosef says Tzivas Karka could be even something that's not permanent that goes away after his man Gadol. But then it's a problem. Why did it get as a get Sheyachal is dying? They can add it today. If they'll wait this man Gadol, they'll rewrite, they'll write it with it tonight. So what's the Gemara's test for Tzivas Karka? We're going now to the mayor. There has to be. Our Gemara is going, there has to be Miskayim. Maybe that the letter does not have to be Miskayim. We said that, but that's all based on Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Eidim Sira Kati. No? What? Because it's Yochla's Dayef. They can add it tonight later, like Rashi says, not tomorrow. Well, whatever the Gemara is, Kenneth, the Gemara is Tash Yochla's Dayef. And the Gemara answer is Bixivas Kaka.
That sheet that we saw is only
from the Eidim Sira, but it can last for a long time. You have to go back and take a look.
But
wouldn't
we have
Eidim Sira
with the
Yahweh Ta'ilim
right now?
Fine, so our Gemara is talking, then there are no Eidim Sira. Right, the Gemara is talking, the Gemara is the Kasha. Whatever the Kasha was.
Because it doesn't mean love, that doesn't mean love on the month.
Why is that adequate to avoid the problem of Yochla's Daif right now? Why is that enough? I think there's a more simple teretz. Reb Chaim, I'll tell you what Reb Chaim writes. Reb Chaim writes, our Gemara is a riot to Rashi, Shmuel to Muki Yosef. So it must be Kavanas to Muki Yosef. Is that after a while the letters break up, but there's a roshim which remains, there's a mark which remains. And yes, there's a mark which remains, so it's not Yochel is Dayif. Anybody can see that there was something there before. So Muki Yosef says the sky was Van Rav, he means the exact form of the letter is the sky was Van Rav. But forever it leaves some kind of mark. So maybe it's not Yochel is Dayif. That's his answer. What? That's a tattoo. But Reb Chaim wants a two-eye for Chiddush that if it's that if it leaves no mark at all, even the Muki Yosef will be by the thought of this in their eyes. If it leaves no mark eventually after this man Rav, that's not Ksivas Kaka. That's what you see from this Gemara. See Ksivas Kaka of our Gemara is Ksav Shein Yochel is Dayif.
There's a tiny moment that the Chagufa.
There what?
Therefore.
But Siddush is, if you read the book Yosef Pashit, it's a tattoo. Even if that remains, let's say for 3 years, and it goes away totally, sees the book Yosef that that's Ksivas Kaka. He says the scandal is not enough. Based on our sugya, Reb Chaim wants to be mechadish this nekuda that it still remains in Issa Derabanan. In any event, it remains in Issa Derabanan, and Nafkamina is in Issa Derabanan. It's lutzer the makan kavod abrius for. He said, Ramon will be mutter. If this is their eyes, then it will be awesome. That's his raya from our Taisus. Taisus ends off. Miu, Surah Drabanan Ika. Miu, I'm sorry. I feel they have a lack of language. My mission accepts Kaka. Now, Philah have a huff, this is their eyes, and we'll come up and have a get. That's Taisus Chiddush. That even if you like to get with Sivas Kaka Magish, it's still a good get. Why is it a good get? Because who cares? He was able to sit there, Isa. Just like we said, La'el, Kasi, Surah, Kasha, Bazul, David, Abisani, Bisuriyan. It's the same thing over here. Even though you had Anoa, even though you did Ksivas Kaka, that doesn't pass over again. So there's a truth in the Rebbe Kiva Eger, which we're going to get to next time, which is going to be next week. Tomorrow, I hope to do in Yone, tomorrow's Sester, I hope to do in Yone Purim tomorrow. The Rebbe Kiva Eger, if the kasha that there's a rule called Mil Sadam Rachman Alisavidi Yavid Le Mahani, that something which the Torah says you're not allowed to do, if you do it, it's not Chal B'Di'evit. So here's the kasha on Taisvis that Ksivas Kaka should be Ois Get, because the Yavid Le Mahani should be starting the Ksivas Haget. And his terutzim are Klolius Dikaturutzim for the rule of Kol Milsa, it's Chuba Kuf Chav Tes.
So hopefully we'll do that in Yitzhashem. Okay.